Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me, I have Lauren, Sharpie, Steve, and Chris.
Hello.
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 Howdy, Lisa.
Howdy. Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Good day.
Hello.
Alrighty, on today's show, we're going to be kind of turning a listener question into a show. And we have Sharpie kind of...
Sure.
Go over that question.
Yeah, our listener Will recently went on a Disney cruise, messaged me the day before that they embarked, or actually was it the day they got back from their cruise, maybe? I can't remember, but anyway, messaged me saying, hey, we have a night booked back at Walt Disney World after our cruise. What should we spend our day doing? Which got me to thinking, there's so many different things to do. So we're going to share a few of those things with you on our show today. And we're also going to talk about some things to do over by the port, specifically hotels, some transportation options. We're going to talk about a partial land and sea or a land and sea vacation.
Very cool. So yeah, there's a lot of good ideas for, you know, even sometimes when we drive in and you get there and you have like a half day, or you fly in and you don't want to spend the money on the park ticket, there's always some fun things you can do that are no cost or low cost, or just some kind of unique activities around the resort. I'll start with one that's pretty obvious, and then you guys can jump in. So the new thing is Disney Springs. It sounds like it's packed at night, so maybe I would go, you know, in the afternoon or around lunchtime and check it out. Or you could head over there at night and just make sure you get a reservation or try to book that in advance. And there's a lot of, you know, there's bars, there's dining, there's shopping, there's Starbucks, there's Splitsville where you can play. Yeah,
there's people watching.
There's people. There's all the streetmosphere. There's a lot to do. And just take it all in and not have a park ticket, and kind of, you know, you go to your room, you get set up, and you take the transportation over to Disney Springs, get one of the buses, or if you're over at Saratoga or Port Orleans, it's pretty close to get over there from there. But there's a lot going on at Disney Springs, and it looks like with everything that's being redone over there, there's even more coming.
Yeah, another thing you could do is go get a hotel down by the port. And if you get in super early that day, you could actually go and spend the day at Kennedy Space Center, or you can go and spend the day at the beach or by the pool at your hotel. And that could be a nice, relaxing thing to do, or try something new at Kennedy Space Center. It's actually a lot of fun.
Now, what hotels do you recommend, or what hotels have we booked over at Port Canaveral for like a pre or post stay that have worked out well?
We usually use Country Inn Suites in Cape Canaveral, or Residence Inn by Marriott, Cape Canaveral, or Radisson Resort at Port Cape Canaveral. They're all between 1 and 2 miles from the port. Some of them include breakfast. Some of them have shuttles to the port. Some are free, some are a fee. It varies. So Country Inn and Suites, usually it has a free shuttle and a complimentary hot breakfast if you book the cruise package, which can be a little bit more expensive, so it's not always worth it to go that route. Residence Inn has a shuttle to the port for about $3 a person.
Yep.
And complimentary hot breakfast buffet.
Yep.
And then Radisson has park and cruise packages available. They all have park and cruise packages, actually. They have shuttle services. If you're not part of the park and cruise package, they're about $6 per person, and this hotel does not include any breakfast.
Okay. We've actually stayed at the Residence Inn and did that at the Marriott, so I can vouch for that one personally being very good. And it's literally like right across this little bridge, and you hop on the shuttle. Yeah,
it's very quick, and it's clean and lovely, and they were very friendly.
The breakfast was nice. You pay, you know, like $3, like she said, for the shuttle. Hop on the shuttle. You don't, and that allows you to also to park. I believe, yeah, we left our car.
Yeah, we left our car. So if you drive to Port Canaveral and you stay the night,
yeah,
before your cruise,
we didn't have to pay $100 or whatever it was to park at the terminal.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nice too. And then you get the shuttle on the way back if you're if you parked over there, and they drop you right off at the car and hop in the car and go, which is nice too, because it gets you the it's very easy to catch the shuttle out of there. You're not waiting for a cab or having to drag your luggage over to the parking garage.
Yep. Yeah, they're all three are good options, and they're all close, and they're not far from the beach, and they're not far from Kennedy Space Center. So there's, you know, there's a few things you can do over there before you get on your relaxing cruise.
Cool.
We've always stayed at Walt Disney World, either before or after our cruise. So we've always gone that route.
That is an option.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's especially if you're coming in and you're going to have a full day and you want to play.
Well, and it also, it does coordinate well with your transfers. If you have your transfers to the port, but you have a pre-night over at Walt Disney World, you take the Disney Magical Express from the airport to your resort, and then you can get a transfer on the Disney Cruise Line transfer motor coach from your resort to the port. And they'll let you know what time they're picking up and what time to be out there. And
so very seamless operation.
It is. And then if you're not going back to Disney World Resort after the cruise, you can take that transfer shuttle directly from the port. Well, from Port Canaveral to the airport. How many ports going
and
on?
Another option, if you're flying in late before a cruise, is to stay at the Hyatt Regency right at the Orlando airport and still schedule transfers to the port in the morning. And just use Disney's Magical Express for the cruise from the airport in the morning.
I've always thought that hotel is so cool because it is inside the airport terminal.
Yeah, it's nice when you're coming in late and you just want to go to sleep.
Have you stayed there before?
I have not stayed there, now, but I've put a lot of people up there.
Definitely on my to-do list to give that hotel a shot.
Yeah. Now, Lisa, what's your favorite pre or post night Disney World activity?
Disney World
or cruise?
Okay, so if I went in a day before the cruise and I got down to Orlando, I would I might give the Kennedy Space Center a try once, but once would be enough because I've got to get myself back to Disney. So if it happened in a subsequent visit, I like this idea because this means I'm going on a lot of cruises and doing a lot of Disney World. This is fun. So on a subsequent visit, I would go to, I don't know what resort. I might do like Art of Animation. If I went over to Animal Kingdom Lodge, you've got great splash and pool areas. That's
my suggestion to our listener, specifically because of the Savannah and all the different cultural programming and stuff and the African drumming in the lobby. It's kind of a great place to spend an afternoon.
Yeah.
I don't know how many of you guys, when you're at Disney and you're doing a park visit, you're visiting the parks and that's your intention. Do you ever walk through maybe after dinner at a resort and you're heading back to, you go through the beach club and you're heading back to Epcot and they've got a movie on the beach and you're like, that'd be nice to sit down and watch that.
Yep.
Or you see an activity or you hear storytelling over at Animal Kingdom Lodge and they're around the fire in the rocking chairs.
Yep.
And you're like, no, we have to go to the parks. And you can't stay because you're on a schedule and you've got things to do and children to please and husbands to please.
Yeah, you can make s'mores, roast marshmallows, just have a drink.
Hanging out at the resorts can be fun.
It's pretty nice. Especially at the deluxe resorts like Sharpie saying Animal Kingdom or Kidani, just hanging out at that resort makes for a great pre or post night cruise or the first night when you're going to Disney World and don't want to go to the park.
Yeah. Think about coming off of the cruise ship, taking the transfer back to say the Grand Floridian, having a spa appointment booked that afternoon, then spending the evening in the lobby with desserts and listening to the live music. I think that would be the perfect way to cap off the end of a cruise.
Yeah. And now what we did, we've done it both ways. The way we really enjoyed it was, start it if you're going to do a world and cruise together. We like doing world first and, you know, pay as you go and pay for your meals and kind of, you know, do the parks and a little more hectic schedule and then get on the cruise where everything's included. Because we've done it before where you're on the cruise, you can eat whatever you want, everything's included, everything's
free,
free ice cream, free buffets. Sodas. And then you go to World and you're like, how much did I just have to pay for this meal? It's much easier to do it reverse and then have everything be free the last week on your cruise because it's all included.
We've done it both ways as well, and I totally agree. It's definitely do Walt Disney World before your cruise.
It plays with the mind. And I think the advantage to doing World first, and we've discussed this in the past, is when you go to Walt Disney World, you are doing a lot of walking and you're tiring yourself out. You're out in the heat most of the time and you're on the go constantly and you're catching transportation and it's just all kinds of stuff going on. And literally taking a cruise after your Disney World vacation is a vacation.
It's the vacation you need from your vacation.
It is.
I would like to be the voice of dissent here, because while I agree with everything you're saying, for me, the biggest motivating factor is getting on a plane in Orlando when I can't go back to the park. You know, you take me off that ship and then I've got to leave. No, I need a couple days. I need to go back to the parks. So I'd rather do it after.
You do it sandwich style.
I could do it sandwich style. That would actually work too.
Oh, you could do a couple after. Yeah, because it's hard to get off and go home. You definitely have that vacation. It's like, oh, it's my last day. I got to pack up on the ship. And then,
you know what? There's something really sad about that last night on the ship that I've experienced each time. Yep. And I didn't expect that. Even if I was ready to go home, like when we were, we got 7 nights in Norway and I was just kind of like, oh, come on, give me one more night on this ship. Yes. You know,
it's like, it's over, Timmy. We have to go.
Poor Timmy. And nothing good ever happens to that kid.
No. Lassie. So then, the cruise show. Isn't his name Timmy on the cruise show? The little kid.
Just say it is.
It could be, but yes.
No, I need it after. I got to go to Walt Disney World. The time we did that fantasy cruise and we got to do the inaugural thing, and we spent like a few days at the parks, and then we went on the cruise. And all I could think of the entire time I was on that bus was, no, don't make me leave. I need to go to Disney World.
I know, it's sad.
It's time to remember the magic.
Oh, that's the worst too. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough getting on Magical
Express.
Sorry
for my poor execution there.
No, it was lovely. I'm glad it's recorded. I'm going to make it my ringtone.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, but I think ideally, if you could have a couple extra days at World after the cruise and kind of relax.
Yeah, but then after a few more days at World, then
might as well stay a week.
Then you need to get back on a cruise.
Yeah, I don't like cruising that much. Circle.
It's kind of like if you give a dog a donut, he's gonna want some orange juice to go with it.
It's a pig a muffin, I thought. No, it's a pig a pancake.
Oh, they've got all kinds of.
I love those books.
I thought it was a mouse a cookie.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
You give them out, but there's pig a pancake. You're going to need to learn all of these.
Yeah. And there is dog a donut.
Yes. Really? I haven't seen that
one. And there's moose a muffin.
Yes. That's a good one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so you could bring one of these books to one of the lobbies at Disney World and on your pre or post.
Slowly read it.
You could read it.
Oh my gosh, he wanted another cookie. I didn't see that coming.
And then all of a sudden there's like four little children at your feet saying, what's next?
I don't want to go to the park.
Folks, we're going to take this opportunity to introduce you to our next business endeavor. And that's we're all going to start reading children's books for you.
Yes.
Yes. I'm sure you are just as excited as we are.
Nope.
Well, does anyone have any pre or post?
Oh, come on, Lauren. Think of the places you'll go.
No. Nope.
You know what I would do? Okay, this is terrible. So it's not terrible. It's brilliant. After your cruise, you're going to do a day or two at Walt Disney World, and you're going to go to Character Warehouse.
There you go.
Yeah, we drive, so we have the luxury, usually. So we have the luxury of driving over to one of the two Character Warehouses, which are in the outlet malls. And they have, if you're a Disney nerd, they have usually some pretty good Disney stuff, and it's, you know, about 50% off. And if you don't have a suitcase to worry about and weight limits to worry about, and you've got a SUV or a Honda Accord, you can get a lot of stuff in there.
Or a really nice station wagon.
Or if you have
a
truck.
It'll probably break down halfway home.
Very spacious, awesome station
wagon. If you have a truckster, you can fill it with a bunch of weird Disney stuff as everybody gives you the thumbs up as you drive back from Disney.
Or if you thought it was a thumb.
Yes.
But then you stop for the night. Your car is actually mugged.
Yes. The hubcaps are already actually missing on the truckster. So
are they really?
Yes. Well, I took them off originally because it's supposed to be after the, St. Louis scene anyway. So that saved me some money because I didn't have to make hubcaps for the thing. So yes. But yeah, Character Warehouse is pretty cool. We like the one over by Universal Studios, but it's been a while. So maybe the other one closer to Disney World has got some good stuff now. But they get some really cool stuff in and you get to save some money on it. So.
It's not always good though. Sometimes I walk out with nothing.
Yeah, it's a
I've never been.
Same with us.
Me neither.
We go to the one over on Vineland most often. We actually haven't been to the one over by Universal, but we've gotten some pretty good deals there.
Mm-hmm. Sounds horrible.
I still have some Duffy's that I got there for like $10 a piece, down from 30.
That's right. He's going to be making a comeback, people.
Were they fresh Duffy's?
He's got a girlfriend.
Yeah, they're fresh Duffy's.
What is her name? Sally Mae or something? No, wait.
It's two names. I don't know.
Yeah. Well. I saw her in a bucket. It was actually not a bucket. It was a, she had the little food and wine outfit, the flower and garden outfit on. And there was like a big, they were in a wheelbarrow actually. And I was like, who is this?
Mm.
So.
Shelly Mae.
That's Mae. It.
Shelly Mae.
That's horrible. I think we should. So I guess we're going to close the show here.
We should have closed the show a couple minutes ago.
Yeah. Probably.
Should I give away some swag?
Yes. Give away the swag.
Again?
No.
Like, let's be crazy.
We have another.
I'm going to pick someone at random here. Hold on.
Yes.
Okay. Sharpie's in charge this time.
So for our swag this time, we had recently posted about this during Chris Wood's visit about the spa water at the Contemporary, and listener John Aoki commented, always partake on this when visiting Cali Grill or The Wave. So thanks for interacting with us. And for that, we will send you some swag and send us your address.
Yeah, send me your mailing address over at comments@mousechat.net, and I'll respond to the post also.
All right, we're going to wrap up the show. I'd like to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring the podcast. Don't forget to contact either Sharpie, Chris, or Lauren if you're interested in booking a Disney destination. They'd be more than happy to help you. And if you have comments or questions for us, head over to our mousechat.net page and you can leave a comment or question there. You can also go to our mousechat.net page or iTunes if you want to download some of our shows and listen to those later. Thank you so much for listening, and please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.